We had a little meeting this morning about a certain client who's coming back to the Fan.
We really don't need to talk about this. Let's move on. Cowboys. Yeah, let's talk Cowboys.
You don't want to talk about this?
No, this is not a good idea to talk about this on the air. No.
See, it's difficult to read you. Are you being serious right now, or are you doing radio bit guy?
No, I'm being very serious. I mean, let's move on. Just move on. Move on, Armin. Just move on.
I think it's worth visiting. I really do.
Move on. Move on. We need to move on.
All right, can I give the good news part then?
You know, just please let's move on.
Gregor, this is a big deal.
Yeah. Let me give the good news. The good news is that a big sponsor to 105.3 The Fan, who took a break for a while, is back. I'd like to officially welcome back to the Fan advertising family, Charlie Evans and Vandergriff Honda.
Good deal.
That's a welcome good deal,
back.
Isn't it?
Welcome back, Charlie. Welcome back. It's going to be good.
But there's...
Come on, man.
I can't tell if you're mad or not.
Well, you know what? Let's just...
All right, there's more to the story.
Well, no, there's no more to it. There's no more to the story. I mean, let's not...
Well, I'm trying to figure out why, and I don't care. I like to pull back the curtain on
Rage. Okay, well, this is one time we're not pulling back the curtain.
You know, Grego, yes, we are. Because I'm trying to understand.
Please.
Why please, you got so mad today?
I wasn't mad.
You weren't mad?
No, I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad. Let's move on.
Armin, in the meeting today about Vandergriff Honda, was Grego mad?
Well, that is bull.
Well,
you know what? We're station. Everybody.
All right. Well,
that guy sound mad
what
to
was
you?
That?
We had a little meeting today.
We need to move on.
Gregor, before you start F-bombing the world, you might want to look for recording devices from now on. We had a meeting today. It was supposed to be all good and chummy, and Vandergriff Honda, welcome back. And then you lost it. And there's a reason.
So they're not coming back? Vandergriff Honda's not coming back?
Vandergriff Honda's coming back. You're just upset. And it's not my call at all. You're upset because Vandergriff Honda's coming back to Rage, but necessarily to you. But that's not my call at all.
I don't think we need to. Where'd you get that audio?
I'm glad you didn't look closely because this is... Today's meeting, this is absolutely not BS. This is not a radio bit. We got an announcement from our assistant program director, Tim Collins. He came in and said, I got good news, guys. Vandergriff's back. And then Armin decided, I better roll tape on this great news. And the great news turned into this.
All right, so we good on that? We good on what we're doing tomorrow?
Sure. Yeah,
everyone good?
Sure.
All right, I wanted to bring this up. I don't know how to address it other than there's a big elephant in the room here, but I got some really good news. You remember Charlie Evans over at Vandergriff?
Of course.
Yeah.
Big part of the show for a long period of time. And
we miss him.
Right. Well, and the station misses him too.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, why are you recording this meeting? And number one, why are you playing it? I don't get this. What's going on? I mean, why would you record that meeting? I mean, are you ambushing me?
Because a couple of reasons. Number one, Armin and I knew you were going to fly off the handle.
Well, I didn't fly off the handle.
Yeah. Okay. We need to let this roll a little bit more then. You tell me, Grego, at what point you don't fly off this handle?
He's come to our general sales manager, to Sam, and he wants to come back on.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right, man. That's
great. He wants to come back on probably a couple of weeks from now, get some new scripts going, get some advertising going.
Man, that's good news, man. I mean, I always love working with Charlie. I love doing the remotes out there.
Right. Well, that's...
We missed him, and I guess he missed us. That's a good thing.
He knows where to come back to. He knows to come back to Rage.
He knows the value of Rage, but...
Gregor, that means like new cars for us again. Maybe SUVs.
Hang on. Oh. The unfortunate part of this is, and I'm sorry, I know this is a sensitive issue. I know the way you are, Gregor, but He doesn't want you to be a part of the endorsement.
What do you mean?
He doesn't feel comfortable with you. He feels really comfortable with Richie and Armin and Sybil, but he just feels like there's friction that we can't overcome.
Friction?
Yeah.
What the hell? What do you mean friction?
That's all I've got.
Are you getting mad yet?
Oh, I'm not mad at all. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand why we're playing this on the air. I don't know why you recorded me without my permission, and I'm sure my attorney wants to know the same thing.
Armin and I thought it would be a good idea because we didn't know where this was going to go, but we thought it might go in this direction.
My agent might want to talk about this.
Maybe your agent will admit that you got mad.
I'm just the messenger. I'm sorry.
So what does that mean? I'm out?
Grego, you're a part. You know.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that he's going to advertise, but he's not going to use my voice? He's not going to use me at remotes and all that?
You can be at remotes, but you're not going to be an endorsement for Vandergriff Honda.
Well, that is bull.
Your level of anger at this point, because it sure sounds like about a 9.5.
I wouldn't say that that's anger.
That's not anger. Maybe Sybil, is that an angry man? What'd you hear just then?
It sounded a little angry.
Armin, you were in that meeting. Was he mad yet?
He was like red. He looked, I was kind of scared.
Let's go on.
I understand.
Obviously we're not going to do this, are we, Richie? Obviously, we're not going to, I mean.
Grego, this isn't Richie's call. I mean,
of course it's our call. I mean, it's our show. I mean, we make the call, and we're going to make this call.
Grego, I'm not real surprised by this.
Why?
Because you do know that a couple times last year, when it was appearance time, you had this or that to do, and I showed up by myself. And Charlie took note of that. I'm not saying what he's doing is right. But you do know that there was some friction. He wasn't real thrilled with how you didn't show up.
No, I didn't know that at all. I knew none of that. Right. I knew none of it. And now you're hitting me, you know, with this bull right before we go on the air that a major advertiser is coming back, and I'm out. I'm just out.
Well, what do you want to do? Turn down a major advertiser?
Yeah. That's exactly what I want.
We're not going to do that, Grego.
Can I call him?
No. That's the.
What do you mean I can't? So I can't call?
No.
I mean, we got a pretty good relationship.
The harm has been done, Grego.
Grego, how do you feel listening to this?
Betrayed. Totally betrayed.
Do you understand why Armin and I would record this?
No. But, like I said, my attorney's going to have some questions about it.
Do you understand that your attorney is not going to say a damn thing to me or anybody else?
Oh, well, you know.
And you know why? Because, Grego, do you really think Charlie Evans would cut you out of a deal?
I don't know. Did he?
No, you fool. I can't believe you bought this. You were totally livid. You actually thought Charlie Evans, a good buddy of Rage, would try to split us apart.
Well, yeah. I mean, didn't that what he did?
No, he didn't do it. All he did is prank your ass. Go on, Armin. It gets better.
The harm has been done, Grego.
What harm? What harm? What harm?
All right, seriously now, didn't you wreck one of his cars or scratch
it? No, I never wrecked one of his cars. I didn't even want to drive it.
One time he mentioned something about you returned a car and it was dog hair.
And I've heard that. And there's, Grego, there's
well,
a
how
lot.
Come I never hear none of this?
Grego,
how come now?
Maybe because you didn't show up at the remote. How about that?
Well, you know what? F*** you and your remotes, okay?
No, okay. F*** you. This is not my call, Grego.
Still not really pissed.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm not really pissed.
Your Grego hat flew off of your head. Your beard went out and bitch slapped me, and you're telling me to F off.
Well, I don't know about that. Let's check the tape.
Maybe it's more.
Well, you know what? If you were any kind of a partner, you would stick with me on this and say, no, you know, if Grego's out, I'm out.
My hands are tied on
Oh, your hands aren't tied.
It's not part of being
your
a
hands
part.
Aren't tied.
I'm not the GM to go, yep, you know what? I'm turning down business from the fan. Now, Armin is...
Armin's, is what?
Armin's going to...
So Armin's going to do it and not me?
He's going to represent Rage. Yes.
It's just Richie, though, right?
You know, yeah. Armin, shut up.
No.
You just sit over
no,
and
no,
shut...
No, 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 wait a minute. It's, Grego, yeah, it's no Armin's one's fault. It's...
What? Wait a minute. Armin didn't even get to say a word. You told him to shut up.
I knew this all along.
You did not.
You
liar.
I was
liar.
So mad.
Hands on fire.
I knew this was a bit.
Liar.
I knew it was a bad
You did not.
You were so mad at me.
No, I wasn't mad at you.
You yelled at Armin so loud his November mustache flew off his lip. Greg, I'll more for you, please.
It's no one's fault, and we certainly don't need to sit here and argue.
What do you mean sit here and argue? Of course. I mean, you got a major client that doesn't want me on here. He wants to advertise with our show where my name's on it, and all of a sudden, that's okay? Greg, I'm just supposed to sit here and take it right up the ass?
As a station, we're not in a position to turn this money down.
You know
down.
What?
We're
station? Everybody.
All right, well, listen. We are done. I'm sorry. Guys, we're done. Armin, you're going to help endorse this. Grego is... Okay. Grego's just not...
So it's me and Richie?
Shut up, Armin. You just shut up, Armin.
Guys,
okay?
We're done. We're done. I'm sorry. I'm not going to... I'm sorry. I'm the messenger. I'm just telling you, we're going forth with Vandergriff Honda and Charlie Evans without you, Grego.
Well, you know what? You, Tim. Everybody in this room.
We're done. We're done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're done. Damn right we're done.
It's not my decision. It's not decision. My decision.
You know what? You know what? It's 10 minutes before we
go. Do I get a car?
It's done.
You know what? I'm not doing the show today. I'm taking a personal day.
Why are you
doing
so mad?
Shut up, Armin.
We're doing the show. We'll talk about this later. The good news is...
There's no good news. F*** you. F*** everybody.
We'll make it work.
F*** you.
Why are you so mad?
Shut up, Armin.
Clearly, I was acting.
Armin, and then it was just me and you sitting there going, oh my God, did we go too far with this? Greg, I swear to you.
Clearly, I was
swear
acting.
To you.
I
we're
knew about
not.
This.
Fans, I swear to you, when that door slammed, you marched out. I thought it was going to be me and Sybil and Armin doing the show. I thought you marched down to your car and left.
I swear to you, I called this guy.
I'm 5:30, bitch.
I was like, dude, just in case, just hang out.
Oh, my God. Grego, if you don't know by now, you just got had.
Oh, I knew.
You
just got, I knew so,
you
all
did
wrong.
Not.
I just played him.
You did not.
I knew.
Really?
I knew.
There's no way you knew that.
So
that
was Charlie really back?
Charlie is really back, and you're back. We're back. There is good news. There's no bad news.
Shut up, Armin.
So, we're doing it? Well, I don't know if I'm doing it now or not.
Yeah, I think you are. You wouldn't even let Armin. I said, Armin, say a word. Armin would open his mouth. You'd just yell at him.
Armin, shut up, Armin.
He knew I wasn't pissed.
Armin, was Grego pissed?
He was irate. It was awesome.
I wouldn't call it irate.
For all the times that he's messed with me.
Sybil, was Grego mad?
It sounded like it.
You've seen him mad before.
I wasn't in the room when y'all did that.
No, but you know Grego's voice. You can tell his Grego voice.
He was cussing up a storm.
I don't think there was any cussing going on. Armin's very good with editing.
We're station everybody.
All right, well, listen.
I didn't really say that.
You didn't really say that. Now, I do feel a little bad because we do, or at least we did, have a gentleman's show agreement, right? Where you don't prank your partner.
Oh, we had one.
Okay, let me make my plea.
That did not seem to, you know, interfere with your little prank here.
Now, doesn't...
It's okay.
Doesn't...
You know who's
station,
the king of
pranks? Hold on. Doesn't station revenue trump partner agreements?
No, it does not.
It doesn't?
That's okay, though. I'd be watching my ass if I were you.
Well, you know what? F*** you, Tim, and f*** everybody in this room.
Man, you went scorched earth.
Now, everybody in the room, even the plant.
Did you? you had no idea that Armin was recording that. He had his iPhone out in the middle of the table. I'm like, Armin, move it back.
I had an idea.
You did not have an idea. Tell the truth.
I had an idea that this was probably a bit, so I was going to give everybody a show.
I don't believe you for one half of one second.
No, that's... What you need to believe is watching your ass.
Oh, boy.
I like it when you get angry. What?
I'm the king of pranks as it is, and when I'm on the receiving end of a prank,
yeah.
Well, you got one coming now.
I like it when you get angry and you repeat yourself. Tim said you had done harm.
What harm? What harm?
Twice.
What harm?
He asked the question three times.
Well, y'all had a good time.
Sybil,
but Charlie's back? I mean,
Charlie is really back. All right, no BS.
Does he know
now.
About this? I mean, if Charlie...
Are you kidding?
Charlie's not going to like this.
He's not going to like it?
No.
Other than the fact that he orchestrated it.
What do you mean orchestrated?
This is a Charlie Evans production from step one, Grego. He wanted to yank your Grego chain. Now,
so
can
Charlie,
I say no? Yes!
So he knew about this?
Of course he did. It was his brainchild. I just executed it. Is there any way that I could have said no to a big advertiser like Charlie. Like, I had a good idea, but no thanks.
I know I would have.
You would.
I know when they said, yeah, we're going to prank Richie, I'd go, bet's off. No, we don't prank partners.
Oh,
we don't
good.
Do that.
That's good to know then. So
but,
I'm good.
Yeah. Well, no, you were. All that's out now. All that genie's out of the bottle now, and you will never get it back.
Sybil, did we get him good?
But seriously.
Jeez, what are you, Christina Aguilera? What are you talking about?
You know what?
Still mad.
I was not mad.
I mean, you liar.
Can, if you listen to that, you can tell that I was. That I was.
Armin,
I had
all
an right. idea.
Let's play it all over again. I need 10 more minutes.
I need more audio proof that Greg, I wasn't mad. Do you have anything?
You know what? I'm not doing the show today. I'm taking a personal day.
I mean, you know, I mean, I can see where somebody might think that.
Personal day. Where were you? Where did you go, by the way? When you slammed the door and I looked, me and Armin, like, opened it just to crack it to see if you were there. Where'd you go?
I went to talk to Stevie and said, can you believe that they tried to prank me?
You went to the Rage intern, Stevie.
Ask Stevie. I mean, I went to him and I go, you know what? They're trying to pull this prank on me, but I'm too smart.
There's no good news. F*** you. F*** everybody.
I didn't use the F word there. I mean, I said something else.
What were you saying? French fries over and over?
Oh, yeah. Frank you.
No, I don't.
Frank no. everybody.
No.
Oh, God. It was fun. All right, Greg. Do I need to apologize for pulling a prank on my partner?
No apologizing. I mean, everything's cool.
Armin, are you sorry for pulling a prank?
Everything's good.
If everything's cool, then why are you doing that crazy, like, mental look in your eye?
Everything's
cool. When you turn your back, it'll be great.
We're all good. I mean, it's, you know, we got, Sybil stuff come out. I mean, everything's okay. I would have my head on a swivel if I were you.